At this time of year, many of us entertain more than usual and exchange gifts. The byproduct can be waste, ending up in landfills. Wisconsinites are active in recycling programs, yet as WUWM reports, the people who run them make the case that we can cut down even further on holiday trash. There are many opportunities to generate waste this season. Items you order online may come entombed in packaging. So can toys. Then there's the plethora of materials we use to wrap gifts. I found one aisle after another at the dollar store on a last-minute shopping run.
There are piles and piles of gift tags, gift wrap, gift bags, little sparkly streamer things that you can throw in with your package to make it extra fancy. And if all of this is in the garbage today, it shouldn't be.
While bows and ribbons are destined for the landfill, people can recycle most wrapping paper and boxes, according to Rick Myers. He works for the Milwaukee Department of Public Works. Myers says people here seem to be getting the message.
We do have an uptick in waste generation during the holidays. For example, December, our garbage collections were projecting up about 3% or so over our average months, but at recycling, we're actually projecting a 15% increase by the end of December compared to our average month this year.
To search for evidence of seasonal recycling, I headed to the recycling plant in the Menominee Valley on Monday.
So we're on the tip floor right now. This is where all of the 40 to 50 city trucks come in every day to tip their materials.
City of Milwaukee Recycling Assistant Annalise Smith showed me around.
You can see everything is mixed together, so a lot of cardboard, which is typical for this time of the year.
We watched as a recycling truck dumped its load into a huge heap. A front-end loader pushed the mound toward a conveyor to move items through the plant. We easily found cardboard boxes that kids' toys come in, including a big one for a bike. Smith says the materials will become new paper products.
Everything that gets tipped onto the floor today will be sorted, baled, and then stored so that we can get it out of the facility and into those new markets as quickly as possible.
The city makes money on the recyclables, yet Smith says the most important reason to reuse items is environmental. It saves natural resources and limits what ends up in landfills. Sarah Murray makes a similar argument for recycling electronics. She's the eCycle Wisconsin coordinator for the DNR.
There's also a lot of material that can be recovered and reused, you know, metals and plastics and even some of those hazardous things like lead and mercury. You know, it's better to reuse them than to have them just sit in a hole in the ground.
Plus, state law bans electronics from landfills. So people who've received new phones or gaming systems for the holidays have to take a couple of steps to get rid of their old ones. You have to find community collection sites or businesses that take electronics. Joe Wilson says recycling in general requires forethought. Wilson is with the educational organization Keep Greater Milwaukee Beautiful.
To me, recycling is a planned event.
Wilson adds it's not something to think about just at the holidays.
There are presents happening all the time for birthdays and weddings and bar mitzvahs and all sorts of times.
For many of us, the next opportunity to get recycling right may come this week if we're hosting New Year's Eve or bowl game parties. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.